Okay. Service, but it's a special arrangement. Krishna's making arrangement for the devotees to be in that condition, because if someone commits Vaishnava Aparad, then it takes birth as a demon. Only someone like Maharaj Chitraketu can show you how to act as a devotee even when you're a demon. The Parameshtam, how does it go? Parameshtam. There's some kind of phenomenon about when you try to remember verses, you only remember the last parts of them or the middle part, rarely the first part. Yeah. And then at the end, he says that, Brikasura remembered his eternal identity, but at the same time, there was a special arrangement.
You say that aparad can be performed even on the platform of prema, but just material attachment to a deer seems to be another, it just seems to be contrary to the definition of bhava.
Yeah, but Krishna makes arrangements. In other words, Arjun can't fall into Maya, but by Krishna's arrangement, he becomes under the lamentation and ignorance and other things. So Krishna can place his associates into a temporary state, and the laws of bhakti may say this, may say that, but if Krishna wants something to happen, just for the sake of setting the example, then that can happen. Okay. So then, Krishna makes arrangement. He wants something to happen, so then it happens like that. So special arrangement means transgresses, just like Krishna transgresses laws of material energy, transgresses the general conduct of spiritual energy. Something else.
So you mentioned how Jalabharat's father was trying to teach Jalabharat, and he was trying to teach him the Vedas and the Gayatri, which means worship of the Absolute Truth. And you called him a materialist. And usually, a picture of a materialist isn't someone who is discussing Vedic scriptures.
And earlier on, he said that he was a devotee and that he was self-realized.
Yes. So how is he a materialist?
Yeah, he wasn't aware of death. He was absorbed in family life. He was very attached. He was doing agriculture. So then...
So that's not the usual definition of a materialist we're used to in the West, philosophical spheres.
Yeah. He believes in the Vedas, like Prabhupada put it, Trigunyavishya Veda. But his purpose with the Vedas is happiness in this world or happiness in the next world. In other words, his purpose was still in this world. Maybe it was Vedic. But because he still wanted material enjoyment and he was overcome with material happiness, and material attachment, like they use the word anuraga for his attachment to Jad Bharat. It leads you to think, why was he so attached to Jad Bharat if Jad Bharat was so unresponsive? He must have been firstly very attractive and attractive by physical features. And he was also because of his Krishna consciousness, he was very attractive. And so his father was very attached to him. So, yeah, those people are still in a more pious sense of the word, but they're still materialists. Because their consciousness is still absorbed in this world, not... Paramampada, not beyond this world. Even we use the term materialistic devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he dealt with Raghunath Das Goswami's parents, all them materialists. And they were worshipping the deities of Krishna and serving Vaishnavas and all kinds of things, hosting Haridas Thakur. But still, he didn't think very highly of them because the whole motivation was that they're doing this in order to have a good life in the soul. It's such a common phenomenon in India amongst Hindus, although they may have culture, they may in one sense believe, but their attachment to this world is very, very strong because they're not really practitioners or sadhakas. And so their worship of Krishna, giving donations, building temples, is just to perpetuate material existence. So they're materialists, even though they worship Krishna. And Ravana, aside from being a worshiper of Brahma and Shiva, but he was also, the Lord in the book, was also worshipping Lord Varaha, but he was a demon. Jarasandha was a strict follower of Brahminical culture, but he was a demon. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, devoted people who serve Krishna but reject Lord Chaitanya are demons. So it's the terminology is used in different ways for different purposes, but particularly people who don't have who don't really have going back to God, that is the goal. pleasing Krishna are to one extent or another materialists. That's why the demigods are
Sakama. They're also materialists.
Kishore's Babaji and Shiva Thakur, they're sort of in a different category from Jada Bharat. Shukadeva Goswami seems to sort of indicate that Jada Bharat's main motivation was fear of again becoming entangled, whereas these devotees are already so transcendently situated. They just do that in order to throw people off the track of who they are. Of Jada Bharat wanting to hide his transcendental opulences. It was mostly his concern about not becoming entangled again in the material world. So he was still in that sense, although in a transcendental position, he still wasn't a perfected devotee. Of being situated in this eternal identity. We don't know what Jada Bharat's eternal identity is. Is he always Jada Bharat or Bharat Maharaj? Or, I haven't, it's not in Bhagavatam, maybe it's somewhere else, but I haven't come across it. And then those kind of behaviors, activity, or being afraid of falling down is not a transcendental symptom. At least in this sense, it's something spiritual, but it's not a. It's a characteristic of a sadhaka, it's not a characteristic of a siddha. And although he wasn't a practitioner in the strict sense of the word, but there's no, aside from that Bhagavata Anugraha, there's no real indication that he'd actually attained ultimate perfection. Still, devotees' conduct is to hide their opulences. That was the verse I was thinking of the other day. Apana bhajana kata nakati goyata tata ihati hatika sabadhani nakahira mora rosha nakahira mora dosha pranamana bhakti rachane. Vaishnavas, or whatever caliber they are, even whether they're practitioners,
practicing devotees or young devotees, they don't make an issue of their spiritual attainment.
But what to speak of exalted devotees?
And then people like Gaur Kishore Vaspataji, Shivas Thakur, devotees don't like being glorified for a while. And they keep their relationship with Krishna to themselves.
Especially not to
ordinary people.
Like a woman doesn't tell other people about